Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is also simple. Rocket can. Happy Thursday night to you. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you, everybody listening all over North America. We're getting closer to the weekend, folks. We got Thursday night football. We have playoff baseball. We have wild stories and responses in the NBA. So we got a lot to do. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me over the next several hours, you know how to do it. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm on social media everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. Obviously, as we continue on with the show, at its conclusion, and it's probably going to be an ugly one, we're going to talk about Thursday night football. Right now, Washington is leading Chicago with a glorious score of 3-0. We'll talk about this disaster. Carson Wentz came into the game with a busted up shoulder. Justin Fields, it was only a matter of, I don't know, about 20, 25 minutes ago that he was busted up. And we'll get into this train wreck and disaster of a Thursday night football game. Speaking of a train wreck and a disaster, in a few minutes, we are going to talk about the owner of the Washington Commanders, because obviously he appears to be a train wreck and a disaster. I'm talking about Daniel Snyder. The Draymond Green situation does not go anywhere. Draymond Green speaks. Kevin Durant speaks. And we were all hoping that this would just, poof, go away. Not so fast. At the same time, Draymond Green is already looking forward to the future. So we got a lot to do. We got a lot to discuss. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. I'm still here in New Orleans, Louisiana, having a great time. Had an opportunity to chat with the students at Tulane University today for the Media for the Movement tour. We'll talk about that later on in the show. And it's just a great old time here in the Big Easy. Shout outs to Shadell. I ran into Shadell earlier on during the course of the show. And Shadell was, he was pretty awesome in the process. And so we got a lot to get into. Let me do this first. We said from days ago that this matchup was going to be absolute crap. And I'm talking about Thursday night football. I'm talking about the garbage that we see right now between the Washington Commanders and then also the Bears, who have been searching and hoping for a quarterback for the longest time. A 3-0 game on Thursday night, is this what the world wanted to sign up for? And so I guess it's rather appropriate, if you think about the news that pretty much broke earlier on in the day, it was about Daniel Snyder. Someone that we have talked about, unfortunately, I don't want to say for years, about how terrible he is as an owner, how bad he is as an owner. I mean, we know we get a lot of grandstanding in Congress, and we get a lot of people who want to sound important, who want to be important, who want to find the hottest thing at the moment to just kind of latch on to so they can garner public trust and public interest. And recently, it's been Washington. We know Daniel Snyder, the organization, fined $10 million for just basically running a crap show. That's the nicest way I can say it on the air. Creating an environment that is just terrible to work in. Daniel Snyder has owned the Washington Commanders since 1999. This is the man who oversees the dilapidated FedEx Field. This is the man who wanted to sue an elderly couple because they could no longer afford to pay for their season tickets. This is the man who refused to change the name and said he never would. And when he did change the name, he bowed down to public pressure. And this was after George Floyd. I know we saw a lot of change after George Floyd was murdered. Now, didn't we? The man was told, stay away from the franchise. Sexual harassment issues amongst cheerleaders and just all types of folks involved with the team. But Daniel Snyder still sees the team. This terrible football team playing on a Thursday night that can't muster a touchdown. And the news that broke earlier today was basically, I don't want to call it an expose, but it's just a matter that Dan Snyder has not been given the boot because he says the owners hate each other. He has dirt on all of the owners and Roger Goodell, and that's why he's still owning the squad. I mean, we can look at Robert Sarver. Robert Sarver, former owner of the Phoenix Suns, soon to be former owner of the Phoenix Suns. He still has the team. This man said some awful, terrible things. He was a bully and a jerk in the workplace, and he basically was given the boot. He was pressured to leave and sell. And you know what? He'll make a lot of money on his way out the door. Daniel Snyder, equally as terrible, if not worse. An entire history that I just shared with you. And Daniel Snyder still has the team. And in this report that was released earlier today about the inside mind of Daniel Snyder, is this news? Is the article that we read about via ESPN, is this news? That the NFL is just an old boys club of billionaires who hate each other's guts? I've never seen Jerry Jones palling around with anybody. I've never seen him hanging out on his super yacht with Daniel Snyder. He's a bunch of old men who are billionaires who are competitive. Who has more money? Who makes more money? Who has the better cheerleaders? Who has the better this? Who has the better that? They have nothing better to do than pocket watch. They have nothing better to do than look at their own finances, look at their football teams, and go along with their days. What else are you going to do when you have $8 billion of value attached to your name? And so here we are in 2022. Where owners have been dismissed for issues of a sexual assault, utilizing terrible words, treating other individuals like hot garbage for organizations that they bought. And here we are. Daniel Snyder still has the team because he has dirt. So what is he going to do? Burn the NFL down? We know that's not going to happen. $20 billion? What is he going to do? You know, share more emails a la Gruden? What is he going to do? I don't think Daniel Snyder can share anything with the world that's going to bring down the NFL or Roger Goodell or Jerry Jones or Stan Kroenke. I mean, I can go on and on. Daniel Snyder, if there's one thing he's done over the past, I don't know, 20 years, it's proven to be a jerk. It's proved just that he's a terrible human. Not just an owner, but a terrible human. He's going to take the NFL down if they try to give him the boot? What do we need? Another release of emails from the Washington organization before he goes? We got a lot of terrible owners in the world of sports. Owners who think they know it all. I have a Vivek Ranadive of the Sacramento Kings. We have owners who can't get out of the way. Hi, Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. We have clueless owners thinking that they will just hire anyone who just tries to con them into a job. Hi, Shad Khan. You hired Urban Meyer. And then we just have jerks. Dan Snyder fits in that category. And the reason why we still have him, the reason why he still owns the franchise in D.C., is because he's going to squeal? He's going to talk? He's going to sing like a canary if they try to bring him down? Well, we knew this already. The owners don't like to punish each other because it means somebody else is next. Tell me something that I don't know. Daniel Snyder may not have gotten the boot today. He may not get the boot tomorrow. He has just lived up to the line. Stadium issues, season ticket issues, issues with his staff, issues with his cheerleaders, issues of sexual harassment. This man was fined $10 million for what exactly? Nobody wants to talk about. Daniel Snyder has just many a time refused to talk to Congress unless it's on his own terms. What is there to hide? He's gonna get the boot. Eventually, Daniel Snyder is going to go away. But like most people who are used to getting their way, mostly toddlers sometimes, Daniel Snyder is going to go away. And it seems like he wants to go away kicking and screaming and tearing people down with him. People behind the scenes with a lot of money are treating people terribly. People behind the scenes of major organizations worth billions of dollars are being just crap owners. They're treating human beings like garbage. Tell me something I don't know. I'll put it to you this way. Give Dan Snyder the boot and let him drag other people down if they deserve to go too. He's going to go. It's just a matter of when. He's bad. He's a bad owner, appears to be a bad person. And how about this? I can say this confidently. He's bad, just like his football team. Thank you to the Chicago Bears in Washington for putting on a crap show on Thursday night. With a little less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter, the Chicago Bears, they now lead Washington, the Commanders, 7-3. Not a shock or a surprise that the team is equally as bad as him. Dan Snyder should get the boot, and anyone bad as him, behind the scenes or publicly, they should go as well. Let's bring in some new owners with some new ideas that aren't afraid to stand up against garbage, mistreating people, sexual harassment. Let's bring in some owners who will actually appreciate this and not feel like it's their birthright. Get all the crap owners out of here. Let's get in some new ones. But, oh, yeah, I guess all billionaires are bad people, right? That's what they say. Not so sure. They can't be as bad as Dan Snyder. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk about this terrible Thursday night football game. We'll talk about Draymond Green. We'll talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. Damn it, I'll talk to you. You don't want to go anywhere. You're locked in You're tuned in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to talk to me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thursday Night Football. At the end of three exciting quarters, the 2-3 Chicago Bears lead the 1-4 Washington Commanders 7-3. Oh yeah, this is real exciting, right? Thursday Night Football. This is what people want to see, right? No, it's crap. It's terrible. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. Hey, Shep, are you enjoying the Thursday Night Football? Are you having a good time?
It's a rhetorical question, right?
Yes, but humor me.
This has disaster written all over it. This is worse than we probably even anticipated in our nightmares.
Damn.
This is terrible.
People watch, right?
I don't know why. This is Tom Brady could not be further from being inaccurate when he says the lack of football is prevalent more so than ever before. He's right. He's spot on with this game. I'll tell you that much, JR.
You know what's kind of crazy, too? Is that Roger Goodell had the nerve to sit in front of the media a couple of days ago in London and tell everyone that he finds it feasible for the NFL to ultimately, and I don't know his definition, it could be 5 years, it could be 50 years, to eventually have a division in London with who? With what talent? We obviously don't have enough primetime talent in the NFL where we can have a decent Thursday night game. Who are we trying to fool? The Bears have been looking for a quarterback forever. What are we going to do? What are we going to send a quarterback out to London? We're going to send another one to Germany? The Bears need a quarterback. They've needed one since their existence. Let's start up the European division. For what? Can we fix America first? NFL needs talent. You can hit me up. You can find me. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do we have on the line? I think my main man, Manny, he's calling from Flushing. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
I'm good, man. I appreciate what you said, my main man. I feel forever grateful. Thank God that I'm not watching that crap football game. I mean, Lord, I don't want to. If I watch that game, I'll probably lose my mind. But
don't
anyway,
do it.
I want to
yes.
touch in about this this Daniel Snyder thing. To be honest with you, he needs to go. I mean, this dude is bad for business. He's arguably the worst owner in the NFL, let alone sports. I mean his track record speaks for himself. I mean it's just disgraceful what he is doing. I mean he's a bully. He's a bully. He's a punk. I mean all he is doing is really sabotaging the Washington franchise.
Yeah, no, he is. He's been sabotaging the franchise for the better part of 20 years since he got a hold of it. And here's the thing. You buy a franchise, they got to let you in. They have to approve. The other owners have to say, hey, does this guy have enough money? Is he going to help us generate enough money, enough cash? And if the answer is yes, they have no problem bringing you on in. And so we see this with Daniel Snyder, and now allegedly he's making threats of, oh, if y'all try to bring me down, I'm bringing down everybody. He sounds like a little punk to me. That's just me.
Yeah, Yeah, he just went to Tosky 6-9 on them.
Oh, but, you know, where's he at?
I mean, at some point, he needs to see accountable. He needs to be accountable. I mean, that's what grown-ass individuals should do. Be accountable of your actions. If you made a mistake, own it up. Stop pointing fingers at anybody else for your trouble. It's amazing that we live in a society that people just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't think so, Manny. I mean, this is an individual who reportedly told a close associate that he has garnered enough secrets to blow up several NFL owners, the league office, and even Commissioner Goodell. Ooh, makes me shiver when I hear it. You know what? But here's the deal, Manny, and thank you for calling up from Flushing. I appreciate you. Yeah, it is disgraceful. It's terrible. You know you suck when you got to destroy other people in the process. For all that, I don't know, Lance Armstrong has done in cancer research and Livestrong and all the money that he helped raise over the past, I don't know, 2 decades, etc. Oh, that's all good and nice. That's all good and well. But the part that just grinds my gears about Lance Armstrong is that he wasn't enough to go out there and just cheat by himself. It wasn't enough for him to go out there and be terrible and awful. He wanted to threaten other people's livelihoods. He wanted to bring them down. And that's not to say everybody else was an angel or a saint. But you're just a despicable human being. If you have to step on other people, if you have to intimidate other people, if you have to use and abuse people for your own personal, or in the case of a lot of these billionaires or Daniel Snyder, your own financial gain. Do better. And you know what? I don't care who falls or who goes down. If Daniel Snyder wants to bring other people down, then good. If they deserve it, take it. Might as well, right? Sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, there's so many quotes here from Daniel Snyder. The NFL is a mafia. All the owners hate each other. What am I supposed to be shocked about that? One of the owners anonymously responded to the reporter, "It's not true that we're a mafia. All the owners hate Dan." Well, it seems apparent that everybody hates each other. Not a surprise. Competitive environment. I have more money than you. I have more houses than you. I got a quarterback and you don't. It just innocuous things in the big picture of life. These guys suck. It'd be nice if NFL fans could vote out owners. I made this mention a few weeks ago. It'd be nice if people who own these teams, and yes, it's capitalism. You buy it, it's yours. It'd be nice if there were actually bylaws where owners who behave badly, who treat other people like crap, who get caught up in issues and lawsuits like Dan Snyder of sexual harassment. It would be nice if the other owners stood up and said, "Oh, you act like trash, you get treated like one out the door. You can't sell your franchise for $6 billion. You don't get rewarded for bad behavior." But the owners don't have the cojones to do it because they also behave badly. It's sad. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Randy is here from good old New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Randy?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. My question is the NFL. What do you think about the rules that slow the game down but have no effect on them, like an illegal shift or too many men on the end of the line? Well, how come an offensive line can go down 20 yards to block on a run, but if he takes 2 steps on a pass, it's a penalty that you see in every game, illegal man downfield? What is your opinion on these mess up the game?
Randy.
That have no meaning with the game.
I got to be honest with you, Randy. I never thought about them damn rules, man. We just had we got most of America worried about the roughing the passer. And you're asking me about the illegal shift as it affects the game? But how? Slows down the game?
Yeah. You watch every game, there's two penalties. They kill drives. Uh-huh. Either illegal man downfield or on a wide run, there's always a hole.
And what about
teams?
Yeah.
Go on.
Now, I was going to say, what about illegal use of the hands?
That's one that also slows it down, but that doesn't happen as much as those two calls. If you watch, in my opinion, I respect your opinion. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, thank you. I have to be honest with you in that I don't care. The thought has never come into my mind about speeding up an NFL game. If I want to think about speeding up a game, it would be baseball. And thank God they're trying to do it next year. So,
I agree with that.
I wish I had. It's my job to have an opinion. You actually brought up something that has never crossed my mind. If I want to think about an adjustment in the NFL, it's about the garbage we saw this week when Grady Jarrett breathes on Tom Brady and he gets a call, roughing the passer. It's when Chris Jones falls on Derek Carr and a natural football movement and he gets flagged with roughing the passer. I mean, that's what I'm focused on, not why the offensive lineman is getting flagged. I don't care.
I agree with that. Plus, if it was different quarterbacks, like younger quarterbacks who aren't named, like Zach Wilson or even Geno Smith, did that call happen to them? They never would have called that.
Well, Zach Wilson, he ran with no one touching him, and he blew out his knee. So he doesn't need the help in that regard. He needs to protect his own son. Hey, Randy, I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, Randy. Randy is a football savant. He wants to speed the game up by eliminating penalties that take place with the linemen. Wow. Illegal shift, illegal motion. Speed up the game? What are we shaving off? 2 minutes? I've been sitting here for 3.5 hours watching the same game. What's a minute going to do for me? It's not baseball. Some of the rules that they're trying to implement might actually shave off, I don't know, 15 minutes? Probably not.
Jared, can you help me solve something?
Depends on what it is. I try.
So I'm looking at all the combined records from each respective opponent, you know, in week six. And the Commanders and Bears have the worst combined record. And obviously we know the three primetime spots consistently throughout an NFL season are Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Mm. We know the disaster we got with the Broncos and whoever, I can't even remember who they played. it was that bad, and Russell Wilson looked as bad as he's ever looked. How do we run into this situation continuously with Thursday Night Football, and how is there not an easy solution just to simply flex this game, JR? The two worst combined records are the Commanders and Bears, and they happen to be the teams representing the NFL on Thursday Night Football. It makes no sense to me.
I think a portion of it is this, and I get it, over the past few years, it's new. Well, you know what? I have an answer for that, and it might be a simple answer when we come back. Why does Thursday Night Football suck? I'll tell you. On the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, at least there's some good news here in Thursday Night Football. About 7 minutes left. Washington now leads 12-7. This, I must say, is cool, Shep. Brian Robinson, the running back for Washington, who just came back, the guy that was shot in the leg, he was able to convert a two-point conversion. He was able to go in for a one-yard rush Well, they didn't convert to two-point attempt. Excuse me, I misspoke. I gave Washington too much credit. He scored a touchdown, and the two-point conversion failed. And so there's the bright side. The guy who got shot in the leg is still able to play football. That's nice, right?
Carson Wentz missed the pass.
You shocked, right?
I'm flabbergasted right now. Wow.
He tried to hit Curtis Samuel, and it didn't happen. The last time I saw Carson try to throw a pass in the end zone, it cost the team the other day. But what do I know, right?
You know, Carson Wentz makes Fields look like Lamar Jackson.
Say it again. Make me laugh. Say it again.
Well, Carson Wentz is right. So bad,
yes.
He makes Justin Fields look like Lamar Jackson reincarnated.
Damn. We need to take this show on. Well, we are kind of on the road. I'm in New Orleans. You're in New York. We need to take the show on the road for real.
Well, I would agree with that.
What do we need to do?
Listen, you got more cachet than I do, but I'll speak to the people in power if you want. It deserves to be on the road. You got a ton of fans every single night that hit you up saying, JR, you're going to come to Cleveland. You're going to come to D.C., Seattle, Phoenix, Houston, Dallas. You name it. You're there.
No, I said us.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Would love to.
I feel like I'm rubbing off on you negatively, man. Damn.
Oh, why would you say that?
You just said Carson Wentz makes Justin Fields look like Lamar Jackson.
He would make you look like, you talk about a fall from grace.
Yes.
This guy was literally 4 years ago considered to be the MVP favorite over Tom Brady. There was no way in hell that anybody would give a defending Super Bowl MVP in Nick Foles an opportunity to have that franchise's keys before Carson Wentz. Now, no franchise wants to be a part of him. You and I both know what Ron Rivera, the first thing that came out of his mouth when he said the difference was the QB. You know he meant that to be true.
Yeah, he had to apologize afterwards. Just cleaning up those words. Just try to clean them up.
It's course correcting because he is your short-term, and I mean very short-term solution.
Oh, it's bad, man. It's bad. It's terrible. Well, anyway, let's see what happens with the rest of this game. I don't know if Chicago can muster any points, maybe a field goal. At least make this. Make the score look respectable. Ooh, 12-10, real exciting. But the fact is, before we went to break, Shep, you did ask me, why do we have these crap games on Thursday Night Football? Why are we subjected to such nonsense? And I really think the answer is here. Amazon is paying for one game a week. We got entities in ESPN, ABC, CBS, Fox. They are paying billions of dollars to broadcast NFL games. Amazon, without me knowing the number right off the top of my head, they're getting it at a discount. They're a streaming platform. This is still an indoctrination for everybody involved. This is an adjustment for the fans and their viewing habits to say, where's a Thursday night football game? Well, not NFL Network. Oh, let me look on Amazon Prime. It's an adjustment for Amazon. They have to bring in new talent. They have to have people come in and produce it. You think about the NFL. They're like, whoa, streaming? I know cable, but streaming? Can you guys handle this? And so I really think Thursday night football is still relatively new. To now put a streaming element to it is almost like Thursday Night Football is a petri dish. It's let's drop this in here and let's mix this up and let's take a good look and see if it works. Let's see what happens and let's go from there. So I think that's why we're getting these crap games. If you are CBS, if you are Fox, if you're NBC on Thursday Night Football, you got to take the approach of, we're paying big money. Give us the games. We know Fox, the game of the week, that late game, supposed to be one of the best. We know Sunday Night Football, there are no other games on in that window. Monday Night Football used to be the premiere, and now it's Sunday night. And so it's just like, well, NFL needs another day. Can't do Monday, too close. Can't do Tuesday. Can't do Wednesday. Let's put these gladiators out there on Thursday. That should give them enough time to recover. And it's not. So I think that's why we get these crap games, is because Thursday night football is basically the scraps. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Florida and talk to an individual named Dallas from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR? Love the show. Good things you're doing, King. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
I just wanted to get back to Dan Snyder real quick. You know, the fact that he now wants to become a CI confidential informant in lieu of a lesser sentence. You know, we call him a snitch where I'm from.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different deal. I think you hit on a nugget, though, when you said, and I would propose, that these billionaires do not get to profit when they are proven to be bad actors, whether it is a sexual misconduct, whether it's misogynistic, whether it's racism. If the leagues involved would put in some bylaws that said you can only recoup your initial investment, and then that, you know, that franchise goes over to a trust for the league, and the new owner gets to recoup those billions. It's like that's where you have to hit these guys. And the fact that they can become bad actors and then profit billions on the sale of the team, I mean, that's where I think is a missed opportunity, because there's probably a half a dozen teams that could be a benefit of a diverse ownership if those teams were put up for sale.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad that you agree with what I said, because it should be commonplace. There are a lot of things that really should be commonplace, but they're not. Like treating people with respect and dignity. It should be commonplace, but it's not. And it irks me to no end. And I can't do anything about it as a single individual, but it irks me to no end that you can mistreat people from the top down as an owner of an organization, that you can treat people like trash, and that just because you bought a team for $150 million in 1999, you can be a piece of garbage for 20 years and walk away with $6 billion? Where does that make sense? How about this? And I don't know if this is nice for me to say. It's not nice, but it's a fact. These guys need to have some nuts. They really do. They need to actually stand up for something that's right. This tells you how bad they all are. Dan Snyder isn't running around telling us anything that we don't know. Oh, well, I got dirt on the other owners. I got dirt on the other owners. I got dirt. Okay, you got dirt on them. We know it's dirt. If these guys didn't have dirt, they wouldn't be scared to remove him, wondering, oh, man, is the shoe going to drop on me next? We really, you know what? This is the thing. Roger Goodell, this man has followed me on Twitter forever. He follows like five people, and for whatever reason, I'm one of them. I would ask him about this, but I wouldn't get a real answer. So I'm not going to waste my time. Hey, Adam Silver, he's been scheduled to join the JR Sport Brief show since the end of last season. I know Adam Silver wasn't going to talk about suspending this guy and that guy, but Adam Silver is a stand-up dude. He's going to join the show. I'm going to ask him that question in a general sense, because he also works for the NBA owners. I'm going to present that to him. What do you think about guys who behave badly receiving these golden parachutes? The NBA, in certain places, I know a lot of people won't agree, they've been examples of how we can correct or stand up to certain things in society. Why isn't this one of them? It just it bothers me, but that's just me. Dallas, I appreciate you, man.
Word, man. Love the show.
Thank you so much. Shep, do you think we'll ever get to a space and time where that is the case? Where that you can't buy something, and how difficult is it to say, I'm gonna be a good person? Because that's basically what you'd be doing. It's like people make mistakes, but when you go too far,
right?
We get this in corporate America. People are disgusting, and they have it in their contracts. They make the company, they make the business so much money. It's just like, oh, we need you to go away. We need you to go away quietly so you don't burn us to the ground. Here's some money. It's the way things work. It's disgusting, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that money does make the world go round, and it seems like the more resources you have, the more golden parachutes you're afforded. And JR, I can't say it any better than you just said it. And the reality is, when you have the Daniel Snyders of the world, I mean, mediocrity in describing his ownership would be doing him a immense, favor, because he has been horrendous. He's been horrendous from a productivity standpoint. He's been even worse as a leader. And yet there is no punishment for him. He's been afforded every opportunity to get in front of people and testify, and he has evaded that every step of the way. And there doesn't seem to be public outrage with that. You know, he was absolutely clenching his fists and putting the line in the sand that he wouldn't change the name to, you know, Washington Football Team and then Commanders. But really, you know, it was other parties who ultimately kind of, you know, nudged him that way. In any other walk of life, JR, Daniel Snyder would have been out of a job 17, 18 years ago. But when you have billions upon billions of dollars, the set of natural laws simply do not apply.
I hope he's gone soon, man.
I think we all do, including all of D.C., might I add.
Yeah, they call, they tell us about it. When I'm in D.C., they tell me about it. He's a disaster. I'll tell you this, as long as I'm here and I can talk, I will continue to let people know that he is a disaster. Needs to be gone. Shout-outs to the fine one. Shout-outs to the owners who actually do good. There's a few of them, I guess, right? I don't know. Is there a good sports owner somewhere, right?
I'd say Art Rooney III's pretty damn good.
Oh, my God, yes, Steelers. Steeler fans have no idea how good they got it. And we're talking about a family legacy when it comes down to the Rooneys.
Jerry Buss, I know he died in his early 80s. He was gone too soon. That hasn't really gone for the next generation, but Jerry Buss was one of the greatest owners to ever live.
Yeah, and then you end up with the kids fighting over
Jim and Jeannie, yes.
Yeah, what was left. And you got the one kid firing the other. It's wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of wild stuff, Draymond Green is back. Draymond Green has spoken. He's making eggs with his kids. Kevin Durant is defending him. And you'll hear from Draymond on the other side. Plus, Thursday Night Football. Not exciting. Here on CBS Sports Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.